Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. During the coronavirus outbreak, we continue this show in a slightly different form. As many of you find yourselves spending more time at home, we do follow suit, stay a bit more domestic and delve into the world of great recipes. You'll be hearing from many top chefs from around the world. This week's guest is a Portuguese top chef who shares his time between London and Lisbon.
My name is Nuno Mendes. I'm a chef at the Chilton Firehouse and at the Bairroto Hotel in Lisbon. And I'm here to talk about one of my favorite old recipes, which is chicken canja, or congee, as many people will know. This is a recipe that I grew up with in my childhood. My grandmother used to cook it for me, and it was very simple. When I was sick, I used to have this soup, and it was the kind of soup that lifted me up. It was basically just a very simple chicken and rice broth, and the broth was thickened by the rice itself. It's something that I grew up eating, and I was fortunate enough to then travel to Asia and find it under the name of congee. So I then realized that at that time there's something more to this connection that we have, this mercantile history that the Portuguese have with Southeast Asia and with China and Japan. So the soup that I was eating when I was, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9 years old, which is something that is very, very traditional Portuguese, was also a recipe that features in most of Asia. So I was fascinated by that. And I think that really also made me very curious about discovering food and exploring food and culture around the world. It's a very easy recipe. And I think in these times we're going through right now, I think it's something very easy to make, and it's relying heavily on your dry store. So as long as you have some good rice, you can pretty much make it. And if you have a little bit of chicken or chicken stock in your fridge, you can make it, and it takes a little bit of time, but the results are fantastic. And then congee or canja, they're a canvas. So basically you can build anything you want on top of it in terms of garnishes. The garnish can get very elaborate. The original recipe is literally just 1 cup of rice to about 8 to 10 cups of water. And then I like to get some nice bone-in chicken thighs, like good quality chicken, organic chickens ideally, just with the bone in, and you just literally, like, you drop the chicken thighs in the water with the rice in, everything from cold. I like to always add a little bit of aromatics, you know. I like to have maybe a little bit of chopped ginger and a little bit of chopped garlic, and if I have some coriander stems, I like to add a little bit of those coriander stems, and if I have a little stick of cinnamon, I personally really like that as well. And you just cook it for a very long time until basically the rice starts thickening, the broth and the chicken starts falling apart. When this is done, you can season it a little bit with salt and pepper. I like to pull the bones out of the chicken and just shred the chicken back into the mix. I keep whisking it around so like it gets really nice and emulsified. Yeah, a little bit of the fat from the chicken and the starch from the rice make it a really nice creamy texture to it. And then basically it's ready, and it's, you know, it can sit in your fridge for a while, or you can eat it right away. I like to have either poached eggs, or like sometimes I hard boil an egg for 5 minutes. I drop in a little bit mix of soy sauce, a little bit of water, and a little bit of rice wine or a little bit of sugar syrup, and get these really nice soy sauce eggs. I like putting a little chili oil. You know, you can get, like, you know, if you have a little bit of time, you know, you can chop some chilies, some green or red chilies to put on top. You can chop some nice tomatoes, you know, if they're in season. You can chop some cucumber and just drizzle it over the top. Sometimes if you have the time and if you're a little bit bored and you have a nice pantry, maybe you can do some fried garlic and fried ginger, or some green asparagus chopped through, or even some crispy chicken skin. So if you have a roast chicken, or if you have a little bit of chicken skin, you can just fry it up in a little pan and use that as a garnish on top. I mean, again, the garnishes that you put into the chicken, it could be anything you want, but it's a really nice starting point. It's a simple soup. It's very homely. It's very comforting. Just with a little bit of white pepper and a little bit of salt, it just makes the whole thing is incredible. Because I grew up in Portugal, we use a lot of lemon. I like to put a little bit of acidity in there, so a little bit of lemon juice is always very nice to have. This is my chicken canja, congee, that I grew up eating in my childhood from Portugal.
Thanks to Nuno Mendes for this week's recipe. You can get more reports from the hospitality sector across Monocle 24 shows by subscribing to our magazine, and also by signing up to our email newsletter, The Monocle Minute. Head to monocle.com for more info. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.